My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm a technical architect.
My name's Jonah Bacon, and I'm a community manager.
And this is...
Shot of Jack.
We're from all walks of life. Listeners to this show are hackers, bankers, policemen, and politicians. But there's one thing we all do have in common. We all go to work. Those of us who aren't living it large on my tax dollars and drinking subsidised beer at university anyway. But that's a noble pursuit all of its own. An anonymous contributor to the Shot Ideas section of the Shot of Jack Scratchpad asked what a typical workday of ours was. So we thought we'd tell you what we get up to, and you can do us the same courtesy in the Shot comments. Jono, what do you do all day?
So I think what we should do is we should break this down into the kind of work that we do, and then the tools and approaches that we use to do it, right?
Yes.
It sounds like those would be the primary elements of a typical workday. So my job is, as you know, the job of a community manager is to manage a community.
But truth and advertising there.
Yeah. What that actually involves is, you know, working with, it's not so much managing, but working with the community to try and help them to be successful on the projects that they're working on. So the way I do that is a typical day in terms of hours is I'll usually get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, sometimes 6:30, depending on calls. And then basically I'm on the phone all morning because I live in California, I have to talk with Europe a lot. So that basically takes up my mornings. I finish about, you know, 12 or 1 p.m. At that point, and then I basically spend the rest of the day working on projects and dealing with email and all that kind of stuff. Then I usually finish at about 6 p.m. Usually have dinner and maybe do some exercise, and then work in the evening until about 9-10 o'clock at night and go to bed a couple of hours later. So that's basically the day. In terms of what we're, you know, my days are comprised of phone calls, emails, and, you know, projects. I'm trying to cut the calls down because just in a typical week, the standard set of calls that I have is usually, I'm usually on the phone for 22 hours a week throughout the week. So I want to cut that down because that's just too much. But in terms of how I manage things, like we use, you know, wikis to manage projects. So I have like project plans and roadmaps for a given cycle. And I track the team using Tomboy, you know, so I have like a note for each person in the team and I track their work there. You know, email, I use, you know, use Evolution. Use IRC a lot. So I, you know, predominantly communicate with the community through IRC. With XChat Gnome, often use, you know, Empathy, use microblogging a lot with Gwibber through Twitter and Identica, that kind of stuff. So what's your typical day?
Well, my job's a bit weird because I do two things. I'm a tech architect for Ubuntu One, but I'm also a code hacker for Ubuntu One. So with my hacker hat on, my day is composed of looking at the existing set of bugs that we've got or features we want to develop and, you know, working through them. And ideally, in a perfect world, that would be controlled by Launchpad. It's actually controlled by a combination of Launchpad and Tomboy Notes and my inbox and my memory. So yeah. Everything isn't quite as well organized as it ought to be. With my architect hat on, I spend a lot more time doing the same sort of thing you're doing a lot of. I spend a lot of time in conference calls and meetings and putting together position documents and that kind of thing. Again, like you, I spend the whole day on IRC now. A lot of that's affected by the fact that we both work for Canonical, which is a distributed company. So the way you stay in touch with everybody is with IRC. One of the things that I'm never completely sure about is when to take a conversation off of IRC and onto something like Skype or the phone or whatever. Because a conference call is much, much higher bandwidth. You can get a lot more done by having a conversation, a real conversation with voices, than you can on IRC. But it's not tracked, it's not logged, and other people can't chip in. So I try to avoid going to phone calls if I can. Because you only have one conversation at once, and because other people can't chip in, and because I don't have a record of it, so it's a lot harder to remember what went on, what was decided in that call. And I'm not brilliant at taking notes for stuff. So trying to decide how to do that and when to do it is something I spend a lot of time wondering about. My actual job, I spend a lot of time doing things like building wiki pages, doing research into technologies, putting together prototypes of how something might work, and then talking to people in my team about, I think we should be doing something like this. Here's a kind of prototype I've knocked together. How does that fit in with this other stuff that we're doing? I think we should be doing this, then this, then this, then this, and so on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I think the going back to your calls thing, personally, I prefer calls because it's less typing, to be frank. I mean, I spend so much time typing and dealing with email that it's nice to just have a actual human conversation with somebody and then just take notes. But like you say, calls are very high bandwidth. And the thing is, you can't do something else while you're on a phone call very easily.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
If you're in an IRC meeting, you can always be doing your email and whatever while you're having the conversation. But so calls suck up. They're very expensive in terms of time, I think, to do. So I'm actively trying to reduce my number of calls right down. But I think the other thing is, some people just don't like having IRC conversations. Like, I personally hate debating anything on IRC. Like, a lot of people in the community will notice that if we get into a debate or a long discussion about something, I'll say, let's have a phone call. Because it's just, I find it so difficult to do that on IRC. And some people don't really use IRC as well. Like, a lot of the business teams aren't really familiar with IRC. So it's less suitable for them.
Yeah, so that idea of a typical workday being entirely IRC conversations isn't really that. But I think my days like yours, it's quite bitty. You got lots and lots and lots of different things that need to get done, and you make a little bit of progress on as many of them as you can each day. It's not like I come in and then I go, right, okay, today I will be doing this, and then I do that, and that's what I do. I've got this huge pile of stuff that needs to be done or thought about or worked on or whatever. And new things come in all the time to add to my big pile of stuff
via my
inbox or whatever. But it's just a case of the thing that I need to do most is work management, I suppose, organising what I'm going to do next and prioritising things.
Yeah, that's something I've been trying to really improve on myself with me and my team, is to try and figure out how you manage things throughout a cycle. Because, you know, one of the things I think the largest level of complexity that we have is just balancing the sheer quantity of different balls that are in the air at the same time. You know, there's all of these different things floating around, and you want to keep on top of it. And my inbox is very much my to-do list. Like, if somebody pings me on IRC and says, "Could you help me out with something?" I'll say to them, "Could you email me?" Because then I can mark it in my inbox.
Yeah.
As, you know, this is something to reply to. And then I have a record for it as well. Like, I don't tend to use to-do lists as much as I used to. I used to use to-do lists all the time, but not now. The only time I use a to-do list is tracking my team's actions.
Yeah, so your typical work day is you work from home, but do you actually spend it in your home? Or do you get up and do you work from coffee shops and things like that?
Predominantly from home, although if I'm, you know what it's like. I mean, as a human being, you go through various phases in your life, right? So you might be going through a time and you think, you know, I just want to get out of the house, or, you know, you get a little bit of cabin fever working from home, and then I'll go and work in a coffee shop for a couple of weeks, and then I'll get back home and I'll be fine. So, like, particularly when I get back from events, if I've been around a lot of people, I usually want to be around more people, and just sitting in a coffee shop is a nice way to be around people, even if you're not talking to them. Whereas being at home is actually quite solitary.
Yes, so, it is enormously so. And that's what it is. So my typical work day is down in my cellar, which is outfitted as my office. I'll get cabin fever. I want to go out. It's harder to work from coffee shops and things like that in the UK than it is in the US, because people haven't grasped the idea that Wi-Fi ought to be free yet. But
I imagine it's harder for you as well, because you can't listen to music when you work, can you? So
no.
I stick the headphones on and I block out the world. So
no, I can't do that. I can't work and listen to music. I can work or listen to music, but if I put music on, I just sit there and listen to music all day. That would be a good day, but I wouldn't get a lot. So my typical work day is sat down in the cellar in front of the laptop, big monitor screen and the laptop screen, just ploughing through my to-do list.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think a lot of it for me is one of the things I love about working from home is that I can immerse myself in my own environment. So I'm wearing the clothes that I want to wear. I can listen to death metal all day, apart from the morning, so I'm on the phone all morning. But I actually find, like, the time when I'm most productive is when I'm listening to metal, and it's the afternoon, and I'm wearing what I want to wear. because I'm comfortable and I can focus on what I need to do.
Yeah, so our typical work day is probably different to your typical work day if you work in an office and have to wear a suit all day. So tell us, what do you do every day? How do you organise the work that you've got to do? How do you know what work you've got to do? And what is it that you do every single day that makes you different from everybody else? Go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments there.
And leave your comments on Twitter as well. Use the hash of Jack, the Shot of Jack hashtag. And then also send us an email with your thoughts as well about what you'd like to hear in the show and things like that. You can go to shotofjack.org/discuss to find out more.
And we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.